Hello?
Hi, is that Charlene?
Yeah, listen, could you tell Francesca and a message
Sorry,
that I'm
Charlene,
talking?
One moment. I just need to complete data protection. Can you confirm your date of birth?
Yeah, it's 26488 and it's PH26LP.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, sorry, I do apologize. I think you were on the phone to Francesca when I tried to call you back. How can I help?
Yeah, what it is, now, I'll be able to get my grandparents, because they keep my birth certificate, like, important and stuff like that, at theirs, right? Now, they've taken a screenshot, Jamie, right? Now, obviously, at the moment, I've actually went out, and I'm not going to be back in my home till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But what I can do is, I can obviously send over my birth certificate just now, and WhatsApp, the one that you just sent me.
Yeah.
But if you're needing anything with my address, I could go and try and get a hold of my lawyer and see if they can send anything over to my phone just now.
Have you got no letters that have come in? No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not at home. I'm out.
Right. Oh, well, and not to worry. If it's easier for you, Charlene, send over what you've got now. And then if you need a couple more days to get the letter to us, that's absolutely fine. Okay?
Right, because I was going to... excuse me, I just said a sweet and I'm talking.
Yeah.
Jamie, two seconds, hold on. Because it's stuck in the back of my throat, I had to go and drink. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But yeah, 2 seconds. That's a lot better. Yeah, so sorry about that. But yeah, so what I'll do is, if you can stay on the phone just now, buddy, right?
Yeah.
And what I'll do is, because it's been sent to my WhatsApp, to my grandparents, yeah? Now, Two seconds, mate. Yeah. Sorry, I was talking to somebody else here. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the WhatsApp open on the chat now, so send that across and I'll be able to confirm receipt.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Sorry, this is, I'm going on to my, because it was my grandpa. He's not very good at sending things like that, Jamie, but I've had to get one of the family, which is my uncle, that's up at the moment, to obviously go and do it now. I just share it, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that'll be WhatsApp. Now, is that under case management, yeah?
Whatever you save does
no,
add...
No, I'm saying, is it the number that ends in 9572?
One moment, I'll tell you that now. Yes, that's the case management one,
9572. I was asking, right. Have you got it?
Let me have a look. Yep, Charlene, that's come through. Okay, that's
right.
Perfect.
Is that, have a look at it for me if you don't mind. Oh, I'm just going to be 2 seconds. Sorry,
yep.
I was talking to somebody about
it. It's okay, that's absolutely fine. That's exactly what we needed. So just when you get the chance at this week at some point, send across the letter confirming your proof of address. And then everything's good to go, Charlene, okay?
Right. And Jamie, before you go, buddy, is it yourself or is it going to be Aaron? Or who is it that's going to actually be dealing with this?
Right. So I am actually the department manager. I was just jumping on because I was just doing some file audits. Aaron is your file handler for the time being. However, once we've got your proof of address in, we transfer it to our second team, who are our evidence team, and then you'll be allocated a new file handler at that stage, and they will be your file handler from now until your case is finished.
Right, and to be honest with you, Jamie, while you're on the phone, how long will that take, like the minute you get this letter? Because if I can go on the phone the minute I come off, right, but I think it's looking to be tomorrow now, how long does it take for them to look into it? And for them to get a decision by.
Right, so what we do is, as soon as you've provided this proof of address document, we will then transfer it to the next team. The next team will then submit all of the data subject access requests to get all the evidence in. Usually, that will take about 28 days. That's how long, by law, these organisations have. As soon as we've got all those documents in, Charlene, we'll review them straight away, and then we'll contact you to book in a witness statement call. So that call will be for us.
And what's that? Sorry.
So that's where we've reviewed all the evidence. And then can you remember the very short statement you provided at the beginning? So what we do is we expand on that a lot more, and we go into a lot more detail, because that's your chief piece of evidence that we submit to the Redress Scotland in order to get you the most compensation as possible. Okay.
Well, sorry, that's what I was meaning. Sorry, I was meaning, like, how long does it take for them to go and, like, look into it and to see, like, the compensation? How long does it take for that?
Once we make our final submissions, so once we give them all the evidence we've got in your witness statement, it's usually a couple of months. Because what they do is they acknowledge everything. They arrange a panel date. And then what they do is they go behind closed doors. They have a conversation.
Yeah,
you don't have to get involved in that at all, Charlene. And then they'll come back to us with a decision. Once we've got that decision, we put it to you. But what we also have to do by law is we get independent legal advice, okay, on the contents of the offer to see if it's a fair offer. And then what we do is we write to you, we give you all the information, we give you what the offer is, what our advice is, the advice on the statutory waiver, and then you just say yes or no.
Do you know what I'm going to ask, right? Because I'm not very good with, like, keeping, like, things in safe places, and especially when it comes to money, to be honest with you, right? Is it not any way I could get it sent in an email, or even, like, used to speak to it?
Oh, yeah, so when we get the advice,
like, send it out, so it's in paper.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we will send it to you via email, and we're happy to have a conversation with you about the contents to make sure you fully understand everything, Charlene. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, because, Jamie, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to end up getting it, like, in a letter, and then I'll have something that is, because I'm quite a vulnerable person, and I don't want people to, like, end up coming out of my house and then seeing, like, what does that make sense?
Yeah, no, we will make sure it's sent to you via email, and then we're happy to have a conversation with you just to explain anything if needed, okay?
Right, and you're the manager at Redress, aren't you?
Not at Redress, at INS Law.
Right, because, see what Aaron, see, because, like, what I have went through with being here, right, and I've got a very, very good chance with, like, my case, right, which you've probably seen from my notes, yeah?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm totally with the cold, and as you can probably tell, basically what I'm trying to say is that for what it could look, I'll definitely get something from, like, the compensation you want.
Oh, of course. So Redress has accepted the initial application, so it has been accepted. Now we just need.
I've got a very good, strong case, is what I meant by that. Sorry.
Yes, it would appear so. It would appear so, Charlene. So leave it with us. Get that proof of address across to us as soon as possible, and then we can get this case progressed and hopefully get a decision before the end of the year. But obviously, that's going to be dependent on getting this proof of address in and all these institutions providing your documents as soon as possible. But rest assured, as soon as any time within our control, we will progress your case as quickly as possible, Charlene. Okay.
Right, okay. And also as well, sorry, before you go, what I wanted to ask is as well, because obviously, what I've gone through, and because obviously, like, Aaron has been, like, honest, and he's like, look, he says, for every, like, placement, because I've done all the placements and security units and that in Scotland, and he's like, look, he says, because it is a strong, strong case, he went, look, he says, like, to the amount it could start with, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And what it could be, because I'll be honest with you, Jamie, it's not about compensation, it's just the fact that it's a principle to, like, what I got done, because it was disgusting.
Charlene, and that's first and foremost. It's about getting closure, getting an apology and acknowledgement. Compensation's all well and good. It can't change what's happened, but hopefully it can make up for it to a degree. Okay.
Right. And do you see, because, like, to, like, not just, like, that my who I am, like, is my birth certificate and my address. Do you have to contact, like, people that can vouch and say that I was in care? Is that another thing you've got to do as well?
We can do. It's not necessary in every case, but we can do, okay? What we can do is we can speak to people and get support and statements from them.
Right, because I never have social workers as well, to be honest with you, Jamie.
Yeah, don't worry about that, because when we get all the evidence in, Charlene, all the paperwork we request, it'll all be in within that, those.
Right.
So don't worry. All I need you to worry about right now is getting the proof of address documents sent to me. And then I just want you to put a pin in it. Let us do our job for you, provide the service we're going to provide to you.
Right. Listen, I won't keep you any longer, but thank you very much, okay?
Anytime at all, Charlene. And if you need anything else at all, just give us a call. We're happy to help.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye now.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Oh.